This is a body scan meditation. For the next few minutes, you'll be paying attention to sensations in your body, starting with your feet and moving all the way through up to your head. As with all meditation practices, there's no need to strive to make anything happen. There's nothing in particular to expect. Simply observe whatever it is you experience, and each time you find yourself distracted or lost in thought, come back once again to wherever you are in the practice. So as we start, find yourself a comfortable position. The body scan meditation is often done lying down, and if you prefer to lie down, allow your legs to fall gently out to the side and place your arms down by your side as well. Find yourself a comfortable position. And if you prefer to do this practice sitting up, take a moment to find a posture that's comfortable and balanced and stable, so you'll be able to sustain the position as best as possible for these next few minutes. And in starting the practice, you might begin by noticing the physical sensation of breathing initially. There's nothing special you need to do about that. There's nothing you need to change in your breathing. Just recognize that there is a rising and falling sensation in your belly or in your chest. Or perhaps a sensation of air moving in and out of your nose and mouth. And for a few moments, hold your attention as best as you're able on that physical sensation of breathing. And then when you're ready, moving your attention now to the sensations in your feet. You might note that they're lying against the floor, you might note sensations of temperature, dryness, dampness, comfort or discomfort. If you notice any sense of effort or tension, perhaps letting go, and even in these first few moments, noticing if your attention's wandered elsewhere and coming back once again to the physical sensations in your feet. And from there, moving your attention up into your lower legs. You might note the touch of clothing or a blanket. You might note little or nothing at all, and that's normal too. And of course, each time your mind wanders off, gently guiding it back. Your mind will always choose to wander. Something will always come up to distract you. And each time that happens, without judging the situation, without judging yourself, coming back one more time, and now moving your attention up into your knees. And from your knees, moving your attention next up into your upper legs. Perhaps again noting the pressure against the chair or the surface you're lying on. You might even notice slight movements related to breathing. And from your upper legs, moving your attention next into the skin, muscle, and organs of your pelvis and buttocks. Noting again any physical sensations, thoughts, wherever your mind has gone, and then coming back again. And next, moving your attention into your lower back. Certainly an area where many people experience physical discomfort. And as with any mindfulness exercise, if you feel the need to adjust, to make a change, that's fine. Practicing pausing for a moment, and with intention, doing whatever it is you need to do to take care of yourself. The body scan is also an opportunity to practice responsiveness. Distractions might arise, like physical discomfort or an itch. And if you'd like, you have the opportunity to observe that sensation and see if it changes when left on its own. What happens when we have some discomfort and don't act on it immediately? Neither option is better than the other. If you'd like to observe and that's comfortable, observe. See if anything changes moment to moment. And then if anything is too uncomfortable for you at all, that's fine. And practicing that small pause and acting with intention. And then moving your attention now into your upper back, an area that many people hold tension, that can feel tight and full of effort. If there's anything that feels easy to let go of, letting go. Maybe dropping your shoulders from your ears. And for anything that remains, simply observing. These are the sensations in my upper back right now. And moving your attention next into your belly. Taking a moment again to notice the rising and falling related to breathing. To notice any physical sensations like the touch of clothing, temperature, and in the belly, you might also notice sensations related to emotion. So often we carry emotions, and we can notice our emotions in our belly. And continually with patience, if you begin to feel restless, distracted, or anything else, returning your attention back again, right now, to your belly. And next, moving your attention into your chest, your upper thorax. Again, remaining aware, if you'd like, of the rising and falling related to the breath. And any physical sensations. Anything related to your experience of emotion. Any tightness or sensation you might be able to release, even a little bit right now. And moving your attention next into your hands. Noting where they lie right now. Can you feel contact with each other? Or if they're lying separately with a particular surface? Noticing if they feel dry or damp. Comfort or discomfort. If there's a sense of tightness or physical effort, releasing that. As best as you're able. And then moving your attention and relaxing your forearms. And from there into your elbows and upper arms. And then moving your attention into your neck and shoulders. Holding your attention there. Releasing any sense of striving or tension or effort that's easy to let go of. And observing without wrestling or struggling with whatever tension or anything else remains. And then moving your attention into the muscles and organs and skin of your face. Noting for a moment, if you like, your facial expression. Noting where muscles feel tight or contracted. again, letting go of tension where you find yourself able to do so right now. And then moving your attention next to the entirety of your head. And for a few moments before concluding, allowing your attention to focus on whatever is most apparent in your body right now. Just noting physical sensations throughout your body. And if that type of attention is too distracting in and of itself, using the breath as an anchor to hold your attention. And if you're ready, opening your eyes. And before getting up from this practice, whether you feel relaxed or tense, restless or invigorated, pause for a moment. And then, with intention, choose how you'd like to proceed with your day.